This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Today, the White House kicked off what it's calling Infrastructure Week. The president will travel to Ohio and Kentucky later on Wednesday to talk about levees and dams. But today, the focus was air traffic control.
We will launch this air travel revolution by modernizing the outdated system of air traffic control. It's about time.
President Trump announced a plan to privatize air traffic control, moving the nation's air traffic controllers out of the Federal Aviation Administration and under a new nonprofit agency. The details have yet to be fleshed out, but the central premise here is that privatization will reduce travel times and cut costs. As Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, that's still an open question.
The president's plan would spin off air traffic control into an independent nonprofit, so not a corporation that would have to generate money or obey shareholders.
Think like the Red Cross or the U.S. Olympic Committee, something like that.
Robert Puentes is the president of the Eno Center for Transportation. The main problem with the current structure, he says, is that the vagaries of the congressional budget process make it really hard to modernize the system.
There isn't that regularity, and we don't have a capital budget the way that a household or a corporation would budget multi-years out into the future. We can't do that here in this country because it has to be year to year.
This new quasi-private model, made up of stakeholders from government, the airlines, labor, and other industries, would be free to look at long-term funding options.
They can issue bonds, they can issue debt, you know, in ways that the government can't, and then they would have it paid back through these fees.
Still, someone's going to have to pay for this. That's the big question, says Height Securities analyst Peter Cohn.
If essentially the airlines have the authority to levy user fees, which are basically taxes, then there's a lot of concern about who's going to end up paying those taxes.
Another concern is that the traditional competitive arguments in favor of privatization don't apply to air traffic control.
There's no competition here.
Max Sawicki is an economist who studies the aviation industry. He says there aren't a bunch of companies all competing to do air traffic control.
You have a governing board. They can hire and fire people and try to improve efficiency, but that can be done now.
Privatization advocates are pushing to get the bill off the ground. The current FAA funding authorization expires September 30th. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.